Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And good morning. Welcome to Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Outdoor Furniture. We'll talk with Jim in just moments. I want to talk a little bit, if I may, about Lee and Pam. Their beautiful store, actually, there are two locations for nature lovers. It's called Cardinal Corner. Pam and Lee say that in March, we need to start thinking about nesting birds, starting with wood ducks and bluebirds. They are first to arrive looking for houses. Cardinal Corner, by the way, has beautiful Peterson bluebird kits that will help you attract bluebirds to your yard or maybe start a bluebird trail. Keep in mind that at Cardinal Corner, they have the freshest bird seed in town. And get their monthly newsletter, all kinds of tips and stories. It's free. Just visit their website to sign up, and I'll get you that in a moment. Lee and Pam are located in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy is at the Newport Center. Here's the number, 651-455-6556, or online at cardinalcorner.com. Cardinal Corner, you will find, is really more than just a bird seed store. And good morning to you, Jim Gilbert. Officially, it is 39 degrees.
39?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I can believe it, but I mean, 39, wow. Well, we've got 34 degrees, and it's overcast here in the northwest side of Lake Waconee, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. Lots of spring music. When I went out to read the thermometer, Canada geese were honking, trumpeter swans trumpeting, American robins singing, red-winged blackbirds were down in the wetlands trilling their Okra Lee songs. Oh, just wonderful sounds this morning. Sunrise came at 7:09. It's cloudy here. See, very cloudy. So you can't tell that. But and sunset will be 7:30 this evening. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 12 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, and we're gaining daylight at the rate of a little over 3 minutes. 3 minutes is just a few seconds each day. We have gained 22 minutes of daylight since last Sunday, and a total now of 3 hours and 35 minutes has been gained since the winter solstice on December 21st. The 12 hours and 21 minutes of daylight today is what we would experience next September 19th. Normal high for today, March 24th, 45, normal low 27 here in the Twin Cities. Records for today, March 24th in the Twin Cities, high 76. The 76 was set in 1939. Record low, minus 8.
Ooh.
That was set, yeah, can you believe it? Minus 8, set in 1965. And on this date, in 1996, it snowed nearly 7 inches on the Twin Cities. The gibbous moon that rose last night, or did rise last night at 10:53, was set this morning at 6:29. Wednesday, March 27th, is the last quarter moon, and our next full moon is Good Friday, April 19th. This past week was a week of many firsts in the Twin Cities and area. Wintering over male mourning doves began cooing. We had 50-degree readings 3 days in a row, the last 3 days, as a matter of fact. The first returning wood ducks and eastern bluebirds. In fact, Russ Ripberger, who lives on the edge of Bass Lake in Brooklyn Park, he and his wife, Sandy, have 45 wood duck nesting boxes on a half-acre lot. And it's done in a really neat way. I've been there to see this. And they have almost 100% occupancy when the wood ducks come. Well, anyway, the first pair came back on Thursday, March 21st, and Russ called me and said, 11 a.m., the first pair arrived on Thursday of wood ducks. The first migrating American robins, they were flighty and noisy, came this week, and now are singing, you know, many, many times in the evening and in the morning. First, male red-winged blackbirds arrived, and now we see them on cattails and other taller plants like willows in marshes and swamps, and they're singing their trilled songs. The first migrating common golden eyes, common mergansers, redheads, and other waterfowl. The first migratory killdeers, sandhill cranes, song sparrows, common grackles, and the first maple sap flows, and the first maple syrup was produced. This all happened this past week. So once the temperatures warmed up, wow, spring really moved in. Unfortunately, there's more flooding in rivers and small streams, and I've seen a lot of that myself driving around. And ponding across much of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. And this ponding, of course, is a result of big snowfalls and much snow melting and frost still being in the ground. With much honking and fanfare, Canada geese pairs claim their wetland nesting territories. We see Canada geese in pairs on marshes and ponds standing on the ice. And usually when at least right around half the ice is gone, nesting will begin for the geese. So it's going to be soon. We expect to see many more eastern chipmunks above ground by this time in March, this past Friday, the 22nd. Meteorologist Bill Anderson from Minneapolis emailed me, said, saw my first chipmunk of the spring scampering about this morning. In the Arrowhead region of the state, there's still much snow, providing very good cross-country skiing, and downhill skiing for that matter, too, at Lutzen Mountains, snowshoeing and dog sledding. There are spring signs, such as black-capped chickadees singing their Phoebe spring songs. It's a whistled song. Common ravens beginning their nesting season. Mary Brislance from Lutzen reports that a moth was coming to her outside light last evening. And usually the first moths flying are called sap moths and are attracted to the maple sap. As a matter of fact, maple sap is just starting to run in that area of the state. A skunk just showed up at Mary's feeding station, another sign of spring. This past Friday, March 22nd, counters at Hawk Ridge in Duluth set a new one-day record for migrating bald eagles. The old record set March 24th, 2004, of 822 bald eagles counted was, as the counter said, completely blown out of the water with a grand total of, this is totally amazing, this is Friday now, 1,076 bald eagles flew over Hawk Ridge and Duluth.
Wow.
Heading north and east along the lake.
What a sight.
Isn't that something?
Woo.
1,076 bald eagles. Trumpeter swans return to Tamarack National Wildlife Reserve in Becker County as of last Sunday, the 17th. In Thief River Falls, pine siskins and common redpolls continue to dominate feeders. Don Grusing from Minnetonka reports that a pair of house finches are building a nest in the rapidly browning wreath on the shed in the backyard. No matter what the neighbors think, he says, and he's going to leave the brown holiday wreath up until the young fledge from the nest. Now, house finches have been roosting in this wreath all winter long. We've had house finches, and many of our neighbors have too. House finches like to nest in hanging plant baskets. We don't have any baskets out yet, but when we get them out, I'm sure the house finches will be there looking for places to nest. We got time for more?
We sure do.
Okay. As I said 2 weeks ago, and it's still a good time, it's still true now, it's a good time for the annual stopover gathering of about 500,000 sandhill cranes in and around the Platte River in Nebraska, from Grand Island area to west of Kearney. It is, you know, estimated that about 80% of the world's population of sandhill cranes do an annual spring migration layover in this area of the Platte River. Now, sandhill cranes are among the tallest birds in the world and capable of flying at great heights, higher than probably can even see them. Races of sandhill cranes vary in size, but the ones in Nebraska now are about 4 feet tall with 6 to 7 foot wingspans. These long-legged, long-necked birds are gray, but often with rusty brown due to staining from preening. They have dull red skin on the tops of their heads. Now, on Friday, just this past Friday, Ray and Marlene Simon from Northfield drove from their home to Kearney. That took them about 7.5 hours to get there, to see this spectacular miracle of migration of the sandhill cranes. Now, they said the 7.5-mile road trip was well worth it. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said that this weekend, the count is now 380,000 of these elegant gray birds. Ray sent me a photo yesterday afternoon of a mass of sandhill cranes that they were watching. Last evening, Ray and Marlene Simon had the opportunity to hear and watch thousands and thousands of sandhill cranes coming into the river bottoms from fields all around to spend the night. Sandy and our son John and I were there in the Kearney, Nebraska area just a few years ago to see and hear the sandhill cranes. They had this distinctive, what I call, haunting, ancient, rattling, trumpeting call repeated often. Now, motorists on I-80 can see hundreds, maybe thousands of these migrating sandhill cranes while traveling between Grand Island and Kearney, and, of course, a little beyond that along the Platte River. So it's a great opportunity to see something really special. Before they left home, they have a few notes from their own yard in Northfield. And Ray and Marlene Simon, last Sunday, the 17th, first fox sparrows and song sparrow arrived at their feeding station. On Monday the 18th, first sandhill cranes arrived. They didn't come to the feeding station, but they were flying overhead, as migrants do. And on Wednesday, first red-winged blackbirds and the first eastern bluebird happened to be a male.
All right. You know, Jim, I'm sure you're looking out your window to your by-the-yard furniture. Like, I can finally see it now.
Yep. It's light, and actually it looks really nice.
And there's no snow on the deck, finally.
No.
But I want to, Jim, and I love this furniture. It's a CCO Land company we've told you about for years called By the Yard. Actually, the Midwest premier maintenance-free outdoor furniture made right here in Minnesota for 24 years. And if you want something unique, Jim and I recommend you head to the showroom. You don't have to, but it's a quick drive down 169. By the Yard has 8 different chairback styles, no less, 10 glider designs, over 20 different shapes and sizes of dining tables, 9 colors, endless color combinations. And as you know, Jim, you can mix and match By the Yard colors, any combination to match maybe your deck or your porch or patio, and they don't charge you extra for that. And here's their website. You can order it online even, buytheyard.net. Click on that. Get that free catalog. Jim and I urge you to get that. It's got you can get on their mailing list to receive that free catalog, or visit the showroom. It's in Jordan, right off 169. How many minutes would you say, Jim? About 15 minutes from 494 and 169?
Yeah, from that Chaska turnoff. Maybe not even that.
Yeah, I think it's faster than that even. But get on the web at buytheyard.net. You can follow them on Facebook and Instagram for updates on all the latest promotions. Still family-run business. It is called By the Yard. All right, Jim, we have about 3-4 minutes to go.
Well, Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur on Friday saw 35 migrating bald eagles at one pond. It was one of the Le Sueur ponds. And they said huge flocks of red-winged blackbirds have arrived. Julie Brophy from Victoria says, always interesting to experience the slide from winter into spring, which accelerated this past week. And boy, you can say that. They, of course, had red-winged blackbirds return to their yard. And she said a red fox pair has showed up, and they see it walking across the ice and all around. And she heard the first mourning dove cooing just last evening. Steve Hansel, I'm looking for a note on him. Steve Howder. This is from the 19th of March. That would have been Tuesday, 6:56 p.m. The Mississippi River has finally broken open here in Houston County, and tonight there was a mass migration of waterfowl taking place. Tornadoes, I've never heard that before. Tornadoes of birds filling the backwaters south of Reno, and a steady stream of tens of thousands of, now these are waterfowl, these are ducks, pouring upriver here before dusk. Full moon and a nice south breeze, very moderate temperatures this evening. Wonderful sight. Isn't that something?
Really is.
See that? Do you have any anything that's come across here? Or
yeah, as a matter of fact, Jim, we received an email. Denny says, please let Jim know that the first mourning dove of the year appeared underneath our feeder on Saturday, March 16th. So far, Steve says, no red-winged blackbirds, but the bald eagles have reappeared in our area, circling over the wetlands around Minnehaha Creek. Steve lives near Hopkins High School, a place that Jim knows well, Steve says.
Yes, he used to take the students on, we call them alley hikes, and all around that neighborhood. And there's a neat little pond we'd walk around and see these things. Oh, it was great.
Let's see what else. Go ahead. You go ahead, Jim.
Oh, I got just another one here. This is from Elizabeth Howard. She works for Journey North. And she said, migrating monarch butterflies poured into Texas in substantial numbers during this past week. And the migration's leading edge is now on the southern border of Oklahoma. So the monarch butterflies are on their way back. And in the wintering site, less than 5% of the monarchs are left. So a good share of them have left.
Didn't I hear you say, or maybe I read it somewhere, that the population has really grown? Did you tell us that?
Yes, this was. People are just that studied this are just pleased. So it was at the wintering site, there was more than there had been for a few years, and they had a decent winter, and now they're coming back.
All right. Well, one more note to Nature Notes here from Otsego. A texter says, I heard owls hooting 6:30 this morning in Otsego.
Otsego. Probably great horn, but it might be barred owl. I had something else here from, and I cannot find it. I have so many notes. People give me so many things.
I bet they
writing
do.
Them down and writing them down. Oh, there it is. Art and Barb Straub. They are watching an active eagle nest. So not only have they seen migrating eagles, but a pair of eagles have been nesting now for about 3 weeks, maybe four.
All right.
So that's pretty amazing. And the great horned owls are now feeding young. So the great horned owls have the first eggs that hatch each year, and the first young that are being cared for by their parents.
Well, that's it, Jim. I think we're out of time, and we invite you back next week for more Nature Notes. I hope you join us.
Look forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Have a good week. Jim Gilbert back with more Nature Notes, as he said, next Sunday morning here on 830 WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.